busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train on us feeling near as faded as.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are lighted up. I'll go to you in order. Next up is Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Hey, for the immigrants, I mean, I just can't help, you know, for the immigrant stories, I mean, because we, most of us have, you know, our ancestors came over at some point in time that, unless you're a Native American, and it was a lot further back when they came to this continent, that how do we reconcile, you know, the words on Lady Liberty's, from the Emma Lazarus poem, that to, because these people, you know, could be valuable contributors to our economy, that they're seeking, you know, not just, you know, some cases they're fleeing, you know, in a lot of cases they're fleeing horrible conditions in their own country, economic, and also, you know, that politically, and, you know, the danger there, that how do we avoid them just going back to those countries, being slaughtered. We can't guarantee their safety. And there's room in our, you know, that we need them in this country for economic reasons as well. I mean, that we need, you know, more workers, you know, that, and there's ways of getting them in here where they're not going to be undercutting the wages of the people we have, because if we raise the minimum wage, everybody should be getting a living wage, including the people that, you know, work the fields, and we avoid a situation like we had in Germany, where people were trying to flee, you know, prior to World War II, that people were trying to flee there, and we said, no, you can't come, and for a lot of them, it was anti-Semitism that kept them out. But how would we keep the attitude from being anti-brown people, keeping them out, and finding a way to incorporate?
Well, Mark, right now we would have to fly 10,000 roughly children who are abandoned at our borders a month from Texas and Arizona to close down military bases around the country and find some foster parents for them all, when there's no indication that their parents want to abandon them totally. I agree with you on the humanitarian part of it. My advice would be this. Arrest the president of Arizona, of Honduras. Arrest the president of Honduras. He said he wants to shove cocaine up the gringo's nose, and he's facilitating the export of drugs to the United States. Arrest him. We should have kept Cienfuegos and put him in jail for life until Mexico. You know something, you like our trade agreement? Knock it off. You're going to cooperate with our agents. You want to fight with us trade-wise? Go ahead. And every criminal who's in the government in Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, arrest them. Then you say to the gangs down there in the cartels, drone them. Send our military down and drone the hell out of them. And just say, you have a culture that right now is a criminal culture, and the people are becoming victims simply because of your culture. Well, we're going to change that. Yes, they're very good people. This is not at all like people fleeing the Nazis. These are people whose culture is very bad, very violent, and very crooked, and we have to do something to stop it. And Biden has promised $4 billion. Now he's put a hold on it because the people running these countries are crooks. They're criminals. So we've got to face up to that. Africa is as bad or worse. 90% of Africa is suffering and would like to come into Europe and the United States. So at some point, everything that you've said and everything you and I believe is true, but at some point you have to change the criminal culture. And I'm talking about a criminal culture. It's not a genocidal racial culture. It's a criminal culture that demands that, you know, people just have to flee. So that's my view of it. Yes, these are good people. Yes, a certain number of people is good for our society, but the fact of the matter is that there you have it. So you have to decide. 10,000, now 9,000 some odd kids a month dumped at the border. What do you do with them? You don't do what Trump did. You don't, you know, we didn't forcibly separate anybody from their parents. Their parents left them there, or they sent them with coyotes. So they come up there. Where do you put them? This is a logistical question. Where do you put them? Where do you put them? And no one knows where you put them. Right now, Biden's going to put them at a fort in Virginia that's closed down, an army base. And it'll be humane and so forth. But that's not the solution, to let the word out through Central America that you can get your kids to the United States and they'll be sent to an army base in that area. You just won't have it. You can't have that. And that's not rational. Something has got to be done. Okay. The one little factoid to me is kind of funny. Newt Gingrich has been suspended from Twitter. Newt Gingrich. Their suspension of Trump shut Trump down. You haven't heard a lot out of Trump. You would have heard something from Trump, just relatelessly. Well, now Newt Gingrich, because for lying about the certification as well. So another crooked gun silence. We're going to the lines. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Gary, you just won a T-shirt, Devil T-shirt, Devil Radio. Give your address to Luke right after the break. But what's on your mind today, Gary?
Well, I know that immigration. Here's my thought. The U.S., the United Nations should take over Guatemala and turn that into a sanctuary down there for those people down there so they don't have to come up here. Like you said, Nicaragua and all those places are really dangerous, but that'd be my thought on that. I mean, to take something like that, hell of a thing to do, but what's nobody else has a solution on this. So that's my thoughts on it, Matt. That's all I got.
Well, stay on, give your address. You want a T-shirt. And you know, what you say is, obviously, it seems extreme, but let me tell you something. One possibility is to contract with Guatemala. You don't want to go in and just take it. That sends a bad signal around the world, and we look very lawless. But what you could do for compensation, take a very large area, put out contracts, build basically a campus of some sort, and the kids will go there. And there'll be Americans supervising it, not crooks and criminals. And the problem is, Gary, all of the presidents down there, Honduras anyway, and formerly in Mexico, work for the cartels. That has got to be wiped out too. There's not a great solution to this. Gary, thanks for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.